Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here. This is Saturday night. It's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We're a little bit early tonight, so we'll just fill in some time here for a little bit here. And today is the 7th of January, 2012. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is out there tonight. Are you out and around somewhere, Carrie?
I'm out and around, yes. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Saturday night on BBS. Excuse me. Sorry, I've been coughing a lot on the shows lately. We're on station 2 tonight, and just looking on the files and chat, got quite a few people chatting away. So, Ron, let's see. It's 5 of, so we should probably wait at least 5 minutes or so before we do any much of anything. What would you like to start with this evening? I'm just looking to see if there's any questions. Do we want callers tonight? Shall I get the numbers?
Yeah, callers.
Out for
yeah. Why don't we have some callers call in early if they want and talk about the clone healing? So we'll just
okay.
Let them call in and I'll get one or two. I would imagine here.
All righty. So if anyone out there could type the numbers in under station 2, the toll free is 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. I'll try and type in, see if that works for me today. And of course, you can always type your questions in on the fast chat. And if you are new to this, the fast chat is that blue link above the play buttons for station 1 and 2 with the little white arrows cruising in toward it repeatedly. You just hit that, and then you can type in your questions. But callers would be great if anyone is out there and has something to talk about. So, Ron, gosh, where should we begin today? Just refreshing the fast chat here. We've got next weekend, next Saturday, your intensive start up again for January, right?
That's correct, yeah. It'll be starting the
14th, I think.
The 14th is Saturday, yeah, when it starts here. And it looks like we have the BBS up on the website. So if you want to go to the website, click on the button on the top, and you should be able to hear it. If you haven't ever done it before, you might just try. Just go to creationlightship.com, and on the very top, there's a big white bar and a play button up there, and you can hear BBS Radio right now live. So it should be on. I'm going to just make sure that mine is working. I just clicked the button myself here, and, yeah, I'm there. Oh, boy.
Too wrong.
That stereo out of sync here. I'm going to disconnect and get out of this one here. Oh, it's good. We had it. I think they changed the time on a little bit earlier. Oh, let's see here. Wait for a caller. And you may all want to write down the phone number used, you know, to listen to BBS also if you're away and you have a cell phone or something and you're driving in your car and you want to hear the program. The phone numbers are identical. 760-569-7676. And then from there, there's access pins. So the one this evening is station 2, which should work for Friday and Saturday. That number is 192919. And that's kind of how that one works. Very simple. One and listen. And bringing some peace energy for everybody tonight. Oh, here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so just see how you feel. Anything going on that you can sense on Fast Chat?
Well, Ed is curious about the Indian gods that you have been dealing with over the last few days, Ron, and he's asking how many armed Indian gods, comma octopus, were there, I guess.
I don't know. There was a lot of them. I did work this morning, too. The other day we took out about 30 of them, and they all went into the light. And I got a list of 43 of them. So we took out or connected with them, and the other ones ended up going to the light also. So as of this moment, all the Indian gods, the 43 that we know of, are released. They're torturous, mind-controlling aliens that were controlling them, having people use those poor things to bring people favors and to do spells and witchcraft on people. So very sad that the dark side energies of the octopus and the black widows actually captured these poor beings, put them into god energies, and whatever they want also to have people pray to that they can ask favors of. These poor beings, these spirits of these energies, whatever it was, whether they're from the light or not, which, you know, I have no clue at this moment, because they all wanted to go to the light to get out of mind control patterns. So that's kind of what happened. So right now, I don't see any of these around. Imagine people that are using them still are just going to be connecting themselves into a pool of energy, and they may end up being taken down themselves, because the stronger practitioner will probably be zeroed in on by the other people in this energy pool trying to get all these favors done. They might find themselves also being used and absorbed in this negative energy. Remember, the people aren't going to realize that they're no longer here. So the practitioners will probably be taken out just by other practitioners zeroing in on the energy, sucking them out dry through the cording. So that's how I perceive it. It's a great thing. They should be doing this anyway. Hope that makes sense to all of you. I'm looking at doing another clearing here for black magic. So I'll be putting that up probably on the website or something, because that's a different energy, too, than what we have on versus hexes and spells. Slightly different, and it might be a different venue. That's kind of what I perceive. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just going back to your intensive that's coming up, Ron, Kathy's wondering if that's available to buy on the website yet.
I believe it is up right now.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think you sent out the notice on that, so it probably is. And then let's have a look. Luca is wondering how many members are there in an Earth spirit family, or we would think of it, call it a soul, our soul family here on Earth. How many individuals?
That's hard to say. I would say there, you know, I would say probably, just guessing, probably 50 minimum to maybe thousands. So if you look at the people that you know in your life, or throughout your lifetime, people that you maybe keep as friends, and or maybe even schoolmates, there could be a lot of them. So that's kind of how I would see that, because they're all doing something to you. But typically, I guess a classroom would be maybe 30 people. So as you're going through, you know, the elementary school and things, maybe high school, you're probably having, this has changed, it may have changed since, you know, I've been to school, but normally there's about 30 people. Well, every one of those groups would probably be in your soul family. Actually, we're probably going in the school with the same people all the time. So that's kind of how it is, because they're going to be around you, keeping tabs on you, and you're keeping tabs on them to set them up. That's the way it works. So as you get older, these people drop out. Now you have people in your workplace, and they're probably also in your soul family. So a lot of times, I'd say probably 95% of the people that you know or have known in this lifetime typically would be in your soul family. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then Ed has a follow-up question about the characters you've been taking out. Well, not really taking out, I shouldn't say that, because they came over to the light, but removing from Earth, we'll say, or influencing Earth. He's asking, did the Indian many-armed god, and you had mentioned this one, I think, yesterday on the show, the one with lots of arms, come from the octopus over time?
Very possible. Yeah. That's a hard one to answer because I'm not seeing tentacles. We're going back millions of years, okay? So it's real hard to get data on that. So, but it could be possible. That's about all that I could say.
Okay.
If I don't have the exact answer, you know, I always definitely tell you that. I don't try to invent something. You know, if I don't know, you know, I don't know, and I'll definitely say that.
Sounds like we have a beep there, Ron. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah. I remember in one of the Q&As, somebody came on, VA came on and discussed that on January 15th, and I think every 4 months, I believe it was, something was going to happen. And since January 15th is coming up, I was wondering what if the military would like to step forth, maybe provide just a little information, maybe more elaboration on what exactly they have planned. If that'd be nice. And if not, then, I mean, maybe if we could like call in and provide if she's got more insight on what they plan on doing. I think that'd be very. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So let's see here. The 15th, let me look here if I can get any intel on that. Like I say, I don't look around for stuff for what the military is doing. All of a sudden, I'll find myself being involved with them, and I'll have information. But, you know, what they're doing, I try to leave alone. Otherwise, you know, I would be involved in a lot of stuff, even though I am doing a lot. Basically, we'll say I'm tri-locating. Down there and here and up on the light ship, and who knows where else I'm going with these battles to save the soldiers, too. But I try to keep myself as much as I can present here to help people. I'll just see if they have any intel on the 15th of this month here. Let me just allow me to get the information. 5 minutes, I may have information, so we'll just see what happens.
Okay. So in the meantime, Shannon is asking for a little bit more information. I think it was yesterday you mentioned about the golf ball-like objects with cameras.
Oh, yeah.
In them.
That's real fun to bring into rooms for people. Guys, want one in your room out there?
Sure.
Okay. So bring in the old model, and right away you might think, uh-oh, they're going to be spying on me. Well, probably already have, okay? and this will be the United States of America Underground. This is the CIA department. If you have any listeners now who work in the CIA here on the surface, they probably have no clue what I'm talking about. They could probably do some research now and find out from their branch what they're working for up here on the surface, what I'm talking about. A lot of times they listen in to see what's going on to get a clue. Remember, the remote viewers need a way to figure out what's happening. So this may be some kind of technique that maybe may not be available up on the surface here. I believe that it is, though. Maybe they only have the older model and they shelve the new one underground. I don't know. This is the one the size of a grapefruit. And bring it into your room. It'll just stay for maybe a couple of minutes. So hopefully you all have clothes on or not in your bathtub or something. And I need you to indicate to them where you want this to be placed, okay? So you may want it. In fact, what I would do, since some people can actually see energies, don't want it too close to yourself. So typically, I would say maybe put it maybe, 6 to 10 feet away. That's how big your room is and stuff, and get a location. Actually see the auric field on it change as it comes in. And here we go. So pick your spot, and then the CIA will beam this thing into your room so you can actually test it. Now, this is not the golf ball one. This is the older technology. This one here, as I'm being shown, was developed in about, if I'm not mistaken, 1980. They were widely used. I think they had maybe like a six-year prototype thing, and they were widely used when I'm getting like 86 on. The one that, that I'll bring in, I think has been widely used probably in the last year. Here we go. And in the golf, the larger one, the one that looks like a, you know, like a grapefruit or softball, probably about, if you put your fingers together, your thumbs connecting and your index finger and makes a circle, that's about how big it is. Unless you have little small fingers, but basically, you know, that's about the size, probably about a 4-inch diameter, okay? So here we go. Count to five, and it should appear for you. You just see the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Here it is. And might be able to actually sense the energy in your room. I don't know if it's going to feel heavy or not. Normally, these things to me don't feel heavy. Oh, there it is here. And we'll have them move it to the right for you, okay? Have them move over maybe 2 feet to the right. So again, I'll count to five, and you can see the frequency change on it as it moves. I have like an auric field, and it'll actually move to the right. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Now we'll move it to the left side. We'll go 2 feet. We'll go back to the center point and then move past it 2 feet, or another foot to the left. Here we go. So one, two, three. Now it's in the center. I'll do six, four, five, six. Now it's on the left side. They feel something, sense something energetically there. And right now, as I'm looking at it, there is probably, you're probably being viewed on five screens, okay? The five screens are what's facing you. Different parts of the room are being shelved, but you're in each one of the five screens. Might be to the left of you, to the right of you, dead center, and then up and down or something. Plus the cameras that are on the sides of it and behind, but they're not really interested in that, especially if it's against a wall or something. Now we're going to have them leave, have it take it away from you. Go. So I'll count to five and they'll release it. It out. One, two, three, four, and five. No, that one's gone. And now they'll bring in the brand new one that's been here for probably maybe, say, a couple of years maximum. This is the size of a golf ball, and it has more cameras on it. Oh, here we go. Got a completely different frequency, so very possibly I'll just say the other governments here maybe found out about this one. They had to change the frequency on it so it wouldn't be detected. Here it comes into your room. So I'll count to five again. Same location. One, two, three, 4 and 5. There it is. And they just want to leave it there. They don't want to move it. Oh. There it is, people. So they sent something, and now we'll just have them take it away. Up to 5 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So if anybody would like to call in and describe this situation or, you know, the experience, that would be great. In fact, I'd like to get 2 callers. We have a lot of people listening here online. I'd like to have 2 callers call in and describe what it was like. Remember, these things come in and can view anybody, anywhere, any location. So it doesn't matter, you know, it's not like, gee, Ron opened me up for this energy to come in, and now they're going to come in here and watch me all the time. No, it doesn't work that way. They're just doing this because they want to show you this here. And they may not ever come and view you again. There's no reason to, okay? So that's it. You know, these are more for covert operations rather than just eavesdropping on everybody that's in the United States here, okay? I wanted to clarify that for you. So we'll wait for a caller. Very interesting to see what they felt. Come on, callers, we're waiting.
888-429-5471 or 530-513-6472. So who's watching us, Ron?
This was the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America.
Okay.
And no device may not be known to people on the surface here. So I just don't know, okay? The ones that I've always worked with are the ones in the underground. So, remember, there's different, I don't know what word to use. Different factions, different...
subgroups?
Different groups in the United States of America doing different things that you may or may not know about. This is one of the groups, and a lot of times the names can be duplicated, maybe many, many times in the different groups or and timelines that they live in. These are the ones here. So remember, these things only came forward because they're willing to show them to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot twist their arm or anything else. You know, they're only, you know, doing this because they would like to show you. So, if they get a caller here, boy.
Yeah, so I don't see stuff, guys, so we need somebody who sees stuff to call in or senses it somehow. I kind of had a feeling there was something over there in the corner of the room, but I couldn't see anything. But I know many of you do, so if one of you would call, that would be great. 888-429-5471 or 530-513-6472. Those are the numbers under Station 2. So while we're waiting, Ron, Mike is wondering, asking, what were the new clearing bundles that you have made available for us?
Well, I talked to the webmaster last night, and we'll probably get the bundles up. I think he's working on it this weekend, or that's what I thought he basically said, so it could be up fairly soon. So the new bundle, first bundle was a Jumpstart that has clearing Jumpstart Your Body for wellness. Jumpstart, Wellness Body Jumpstart. Do you know the exact name of it?
I think it's just called the Body Jumpstart.
I think I heard a beep.
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, Ron, I saw the baseball come in, but...
Oh, good.
But then from the front to the right side, it went so fast, it was like you couldn't see it because it was like it disappeared and reappeared on the right side like it was the speed of light or biolocated. It was so fast. And then you said, well, you can see it now. So then I saw it go to from the center to the left side, and I could see it then. But it had a rippling effect similar to the golf ball where you could see the golf ball, and then you had, like, substitute golf balls behind it in a straight line, like it was a rippling line effect, like a wormhole effect, you might say. And the baseball was the same way. It wasn't one, it was a number of them, a rippling effect coming into this cosmic energy of some kind.
Right. Was it like heat waves? Like if you watch heat off of pavement or anything? Did you see it?
Yeah, like... something like that. That's a good example. It's like heat waves or something. It was duplicating the balls like heat waves or something, or dimensional waves or something like that.
Okay.
Very strange, but it was multiple, like waves of the golf ball was coming in.
Good. Hey.
Did you feel like it was watching you, Larry?
Well, it was just cameras. I think they could have seen me. Yeah, I think they were seeing me, but I could probably have used it maybe to as a burglar alarm to watch people in my home at the front porch or something. To see if it's safe at night. I could use it as a burglar alarm like that, too, a security apparatus.
Good. Did you wave or anything?
I didn't wave, no. I just, I can see where they were watching me, but I could have used it for my benefit also. I thought it was could be used both ways.
I waved at mine.
Oh, okay. Send us a picture of that.
Well, you'll have to use your imagination.
Okay, well, it's not a true golf ball.
They can send you a picture, not me.
Yeah, it comes through the golf ball, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, yeah, very interesting experience. Okay,
Thanks, Larry.
You very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, the new clearings are going to be for prosperity. And, can't guarantee this clearing or these two clearings are going to bring money into your life, but it could possibly release some blockages that might have. You know, remember, sometimes in order for you to get more money into your life, you may have to get a different job or something, as you might be on a fixed income job, X amount of money maybe per hour or salary or whatever, and that where you're working now may not have the availability to give you more money just because you want to have more abundance, you know. So I'm going to describe those two clearings. Carrie, do you remember what they were? I know you mentioned.
Yeah. Well, the Body Jumpstart, which actually on the website is called the Body Jumpstart Special. This is the one that runs through the end of March for $200. And it has the Mind of the Body, which is a whole life clearing, and also the infection body, and that's another whole life clearing. And then, excuse me, then it has the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation. So Ron was mentioning of those last three to do the magnetic and twisted body first before you do any of the body systems, so that you're all your 108 bodies are all lined up correctly, and you'll be able to get more healing energy through you from those other two, the blood and circulatory system and the body system rejuvenation clearing. So anything else you want to add to that, Ron?
I don't think it's listed quite yet on the top of the page, clearings are. So just enter Body Jumpstart in the box. That will allow you to search for a clearing, okay? That's where you need to do that.
Yeah.
The other two clearings will be two different versions for prosperity. One's $50 and one's $100. And both of them are good. The $100 one gives you a couple more clearings. It has slavery in it. And another one.
It has poverty. We didn't put the slavery one in it. We put the poverty one in it.
Okay.
I can read the two chunks out if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So for the $50, which right now is the working title is the Prosperity Jumpstart. That's the self-empowerment clearing, which on its own is normally $50 and for 6 weeks. So in addition to that, you get the psychic billboard clearing. The Prosperity Empowerment Clearing, and the whole life poverty clearing. So that all of that for $50. And then for $100, you get those four and the seven generational poverty clearing. So if this is an issue in your lineage, this will help clear that out. The whole life victim clearing and the spells, curses, and hexes clearing. So that's the $100. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 clearings for $100. So all to do with different possible ways that money is being blocked from coming to you. Did you say that's going to be a 2-month one, Ron? I don't remember.
I think that one will probably end at the end of about 2 months. Yeah, so I think it'll probably end the end of next month, I think. That's what I'm guessing. We'll see how quick you can get it up here.
Okay.
Oh, it'll be enough time to get in there to do that.
All right. So those are that's the one bundle that's up, the Body Jumpstart Special, and then the Prosperity one soon to come. Both of those obviously include clearings that have been available for quite some time separately, but all being pulled together and made available at a much reduced rate for 3 months for the body and about 2 months for the money-related one. So, let's have a look. We have some more questions. I'm just quickly refreshing the fast chat here. Doina is asking, would there be in the future a package for the barcodes? I don't know, Ron. Have you thought about that? I don't think we've talked about a barcode bundle before.
I don't know yet. Right now I'm trying to do these two here, so we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, and there are other clearings still in the works, but
everybody's trying
to pull together.
I don't think a lot of the listeners are really getting what I'm doing here. You get questions like, for the last couple of years about, Ron, can you do this quick clearing on me? I got a sore toe, or I have this, or I have that, and I'll do one little clearing to help you out. But you don't realize that you could have tons of this stuff with you. The reason why I just do this one clearing, which is only for one particular issue, one mindset that you're going to be involved with, on one timeline, one alien race, okay? And I don't think people are really understanding what the website is about. So, like the other night, we did some cording clearings to help people out with people cording them energetically. So, are you aware that whenever anybody looks at you, you're being corded? So how many people do you see each day? Well, just not even talking to them, they're cording you. If you're like a checker in a store or dealing with people, you could have 1,000 cords put on you by each person, who's looking at you. If they look more than once, then they might put another cord on you. Just doing one cord that somebody wanted maybe to have one released or something, this happens to me a lot on these shows. So I don't think you people are really getting what I'm doing for you. This is why you need to have a whole lifetime clearing to get these things off of you. You could have 1,000,000 cords on you. So when you say, Ron, I have a sore toe, can you please take the cord off of it? Yeah, I can take one cord off. What about the other 1,000,000 cords on you? Okay? So what I'm going to be doing here, and it may start, I'll probably try to do it next week here, possibly on Tuesday. What I'm going to do is major things are entities and cordings. So I'm going to probably do a $20 for a one-hour session, release cords off of you, maybe on Tuesday. And then from there, we'll do another clearing maybe the following week or something for entities. Because these are things that you should be doing for a whole lifetime clearing. And it'll be $20. So this is what I'm saying is, I don't think you people really get what the website is about. This program is to help you, to show you what the light shift can do. By some of the questions that I get here, No, I don't hear anybody saying, oh, yeah, Ron, thank you very much for this clearing. I feel better. And I'm going to go to your website and check out and do my whole lifetime. I just think people are there to get Band-Aids sometimes during these calls so you can feel better from a current situation, not really understanding that you're really screwed up. You got to get these clearings done to feel better. So I'm going to do this probably for a short time here. So if you do want to get entities off you, you'll probably get maybe 60 of them off of you in an hour, I think, maybe 1 minute. And I'll work from probably going down from your head down to your toe, entities, and the same thing with cordings. Actually feel what it's like. You really understand why you need to have these clearings. Otherwise, you know, just if you people just listen to this program to get a Band-Aid each time I get on here, this program really is disempowering you. Because you're disempowered because you're not doing your whole lifetime clearings. You need to get that stuff done. Remember, if this website wasn't enough, what would you be doing with your life? You'd be really messed up. You need to get these clearings to get this stuff off of you. That's why, you know, I do these programs to help you out. But I don't think most of you really, truly get what I'm doing here or what the Lightship is doing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just as a reminder, the special that Ron had, I believe that's still running. If you've done a whole life clearing for $100 or more, are you still running that special, Ron? I don't want to speak incorrectly here, that you were doing last year, or is that one over, where you can get another whole life clearing for half the price?
Yeah, I'm going to run that out for a little bit to see if people still want to take advantage of that, yeah.
Okay.
See what happens. I'll probably run it for maybe a couple more months. We'll see what happens here.
Okay, so that's another great way to get some of these whole life clearings done we all need. The whole life cording one that we were talking about yesterday, if you've had any of the $100 or more dollar ones in the last few months, you can add this one and get your whole life cording done. And Ron, you were mentioning last night that when you look at us, we're like those dandelion flowers when the flower has died and the thing is covered in the seeds and the little white lines, little white filaments going out in every direction. So we're it's kind of like we're walking around with ropes or strings attached to everything and anything that we've ever connected to energetically, and we're sort of pulling this great weight. I mean, I kind of think of it as anchors. We've got anchors hooked into everything and everyone all around us, so no wonder we're tired half the time, you know. So anyway, Ron is saying that he will run that special for another couple of months, so take advantage of that, because when it's over, and things will be a little more expensive, and if you're counting your pennies, do it now. These bundles are going to be very, very helpful also. And, of course, the prosperity one hopefully will clear energy off many of us that is blocking more money coming in, which is an issue for a lot of people, especially in the last couple of years with the way the economy is going. But we can sidestep that and get some things cleared out in us personally, especially with the billboard.
Remember, you want to get into a timeline. The darkness could have put you into a financial timeline where you have no finances, okay? So you're being mesmerized and living in a timeline that they don't want you to have money. You want to get out of those timelines, okay? You want to get into one where there are people with money. Because if you look at it, if you just stepped outside and you drove down the street and you went to a car dealership, okay? A car dealership has people going into it who want to buy a car. Now, you may not be able to afford that brand new car, but there are people there buying that car. So for them, if they're buying a brand new car, they have money. They're not into that flow of that money. Or you put the prosperity one up. But there is money out there, just that you might be on the wrong timeline to bring money into your life. That's why we have the prosperity clearing to try to clear some of that stuff out of you. So you have to remember that not everybody, is in poverty. Now, like I said, when I went back to New York a couple times ago, going to the Alien Cafe, sitting there at tables, and you hear these conversations going. And one guy was talking about, and he looked like a person about 25 years of age. He had a regular, sports coat on, nothing really fancy. This guy is talking about making deals for $10 million. I looked at him, and I go, wow. You know? Another guy then was talking about real estate, how they can make hundreds of thousands of dollars by doing this real estate deal of some sort, you know? And these people are not people that look like they have a lot going on in their life. Don't like, look like they're, you know, PhDs in finances or anything else. They just happen to get on the right timeline to connect with that money. Then you have people who don't have anything at all. But these people, believe me, they didn't look like they were anything special to me. You know? They weren't wearing, $10,000 suits or something and shoes that were, patent leather or something that really shined. They looked like regular people talking about business, and they were dealing with these high-dollar things. So to me, the $100,000 one seemed a lot. But first I heard the $10 million one. I go, wow, what's this guy doing? And he's rearranging stuff, making, connections with people, and he's talking about doing sales for $10 million, getting commission and stuff. And so anyway, that's kind of what I'm kind of talking about, that, you need to get into timelines where the finances are. Talking to a person the other day, and they were dealing with in their culture, the people were kind of believing that, they didn't grow up till they're maybe 30 or 40, so they didn't care if they didn't have a car. They didn't care if they had a lot of stuff. They figured that maybe when they hit 30 or 40, they would automatically have this windfall of money, which to me is kind of weird, but I wasn't raised that way. But in their culture, that's kind of what they thought. So they're young, and they are, probably out of high school, doing a lot of things outside that deal with activity with people, and up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, went out dancing and stuff, and how do you have a life, with that? And these people are, this is their culture, this is what they do. How can you get a job when you're out till 4 o'clock in the morning, doing this stuff? So this is the cultural mindset. Somehow they feel that maybe when they get more mature, after, who knows, maybe they're in the 20s even, that they're going to somehow maybe get a family then, and maybe get a car and get this. And I go, wow, this is really goofy for a mindset. Well, myself, I was working when I was 14 cutting, or 12 cutting people's, yards and stuff when I was younger. On more. So I always, was trying to do something. For looking at nickels as a lot of money, all depends, I guess, how you're raised and where you are and what you, what your culture and society has put upon you. But you need to get into timelines now. Remember, we're doing timeline crashing to get out of situation. So you want to do probably timeline crashing and or like the self-empowering one to get you out of that energy of poverty. This is why, we have that seven-generational one on the more expensive one, if you need that. So, and you could upgrade it too if you wish, I would imagine. So if you can't afford the $100, just get into the one for 50 and start that when we get it up. Maybe you might find $50 on the road someplace or whatever, did the clearing, and then you want to do the extra ones, the other three clearings, and just let me know on an email, and we'll put you in for the other clearing too. So kind of help all of you to get out of your existing timeline of maybe poverty or whatever it's in. I really say that that you're on that, but remember, there are people out there making money. If you're in real estate, for instance, real estate salesman, you might not be able to afford the house that a guy comes to you and wants to buy. Well, but you're there selling the house, but this person has money. Why do they have money? Well, they're on a timeline. They're generating that much money, so you want to get into those timelines. Like, the old saying of rubbing elbows with, the wealthy or something. So you got to figure out how to get into those timelines. So it's about making sense to everybody. And I think we should go to the light ship. Any questions we could talk about on the fast chat before we...
Well, no, Mika is just pointing out that timeline crashing poverty works well, too. So that's another way you know, if you timeline crash, poverty timelines, or being broke, or being hard up, or being strapped for money, however you want to word it, and you get rid of those, then you're not going to be on those. You're not going to have bleed through from those. So that is another way of helping the financial situation for yourself. So yeah, I think we can go whenever you're ready, Ron.
Okay,
there?
Here we go.
Okay.
So, going up to the light ship, you can bring your animals, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants. And just sit back and relax. And here we go. And we'll just see if we can take one of those little balls up with us here.
Oh.
I'm getting, if they could bring one of those balls up. So, I don't know if it'll work, but we'll try it. So, we'll bring one of their little... they want to bring 6 golf balls up, so we'll just see what happens. I don't know. Here we go. One up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're up on the light ship right now. And we're going into the room. Somehow I'm getting the word blood pressure. Maybe somebody has high blood pressure out there. We'll just go into the circulatory rooms here. Do some heart energy work, working with your heart. We'll also work with... veins and arteries here. So here we go, going into these rooms. You have a concern. You don't know you have a concern. You might feel your body heating up. That would typically mean that you may have a condition there. So I can't guarantee that, okay? So here we go. If you do feel warm, I would say that's the blockage is being released from you. So you may want to just check into that some way yourself, okay? Well, you wish to check into it. So here we go. Going into these rooms now. Energy to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Going to another room. We're going to the room that has the hot tub energies to get rid of energies from you. This is for detoxification of your body. Here we go. This is gold energy right now working with you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going into the room. We'll go into the room with the silver dollar fish. Talking about money. There's these fish here. They're like silver dollar fish. There they are. That's what they are. But here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Going to another location. We're going to the room that has the peacocks. So, again, request healing. Here they come. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to another location. Going to the energy, which has a lot of the water energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We have a request for the spirit room. So here we go. So 1, went into this room, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll come back from the timeline here. We're on timelines 2 down here. So let's go into the location here, physically down here, where they have the negative timeline. See if we can get us on another timeline. On the light ship right now, see if we can shift it over here. We'll try to go into a timeline where they don't have karma for bringing forth negative events in your life. I'm back to see if your whole energy shifts. So we're going to see if we can put you onto a timeline that's more positive. Well, here we go. Coming back down now. And you're going to get a wealthy clone with you. Here we go. So, coming down. 1, animals and pets are coming with you. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Carrie, we'll see how they feel with this here.
Okay, very interesting. Very interesting. So we've come back down onto a different timeline from the one that we went up from.
That is correct, yeah. We just relocated you onto a timeline. And you might see if it feels different to you. Hopefully, you're going to feel that restraints that you had about money is released from you. And you may be able, maybe tomorrow, if you can stay on this timeline, to experience life a little differently. So just see what happens. I can't guarantee you're going to stay on this one, but we're on a timeline right now that the wealthy would be on.
Very interesting.
Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Well, gosh, interesting to see over the next few days what might happen differently for people. Tina was just asking if there are horses on the light ship.
Well, there are, yes. And there's also ones that are being worked with. But, yeah, horses are there. I have brought them in on the conference calls, yes.
Okay. So a little bit ago, you said you took the golf ball camera things up, and Shane was mentioning that he looks like he was seeing them being checked out by some silver energy. Doina was wondering earlier, before we went up, Ron, about those cameras, if when we do the space clearing, can we remove them if they were in our rooms? Or in our homes, and we didn't want them there?
Possibly. I don't think there's any reason for them to be with anybody, though. I don't think anybody listening on the call here is that wanted that high of security or anything else as a threat to have them come and visit you. So I don't think that you need to worry about it whatsoever.
Okay. Okay, just refreshing the fast chat here. Oops, sorry, I'm just trying to get the page went down there. So Luca's saying she didn't feel anything and is wondering why.
Some people don't feel anything, so it just can't say why.
Yeah.
That you don't feel. Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of different ways of experiencing all this. From you know, not sensing anything all the way up to seeing and feeling and touching, and a lot of different depths and degrees of sensing what's happening. So, excuse me. Sue is wondering if the animals that we take up, if they know they're on the light ship.
The animals always know, yes. They're more aware than you are.
Right.
Animals are very, very aware. And
okay.
One lady who used to bring her dog up on the calls, the dog would hop on her bed and turn upside down with his legs straight up in the air every time we did a call. So kind of funny, you know. I don't know what kind of dog it was, but I think it was a little dog.
Yeah, that's really sweet. I am trying to find some more questions, Ron. I'm not seeing anything right now. Just refreshing again. Excuse me. So we have, let's see, we have about, I don't know how many minutes left, 5 or 10. If anyone else wants to call in, that would be great. 888-429-5471 or 530-513-6472.
What I'll probably do is I'll check Monday with a conference call, see if I can do one on Tuesday possibly. I'm guessing probably the standard time, which is 5:30 my time. And we'll see if we can do a call maybe for an hour long. And this week should probably, what do you think we should do, courting or entities first?
Probably courting, because you entities is a sample that you do more of on the show, I think, than courting. So I'm assuming that people might feel the courting more, because unless they've done the whole life clearing, because you don't often clear that from us on the shows.
Okay, so what we'll do then is courting. Typically, we'll see if it works out on Tuesday. It'll be $20, and we'll do it for an hour here. And you have to listen to... either come on the conference call and the clone call on Monday, or and listen to the BBS program on Monday. I can get it set up that way. We'll do that on Tuesday, so I'll let everybody know then. Phone number and stuff.
Okay.
Set up here. I'll see if I can get it put on the website some way. At the call. That you can pay for with PayPal. We'll just see how that works out.
Okay, great. So Candy's wondering, she's saying, may we have the MMM energy? I think that's the Mary, Michael, and I don't remember who the other one is.
That'd be the three masters. So Melchizedek.
Oh, yeah, Melchizedek.
Okay, here they come. So bring up the light beam on your screen if you don't have it up already. I'm into the light beam here. There you go. So, 1, 2, 3, they're there now. 4, 5, we'll increase the energy. So, stronger. Stronger, and stronger. Okay. Here we go, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see. Keith is asking, oops, just went down. What time the call is. So that would be 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, if Ron can arrange it in time and get something up on the website for people to buy that. That'll be probably a one-hour call, I'm guessing, similar to the you know, a new topic, similar to the new topic change on Monday with the decloning. So it'll be uncording Tuesday, decloning Monday. At 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. And so if you have not done the whole life or have the unlimited cording, whole life clearing, then this would be a good place to start working on getting cords off you.
I'll just do one sample here.
Okay.
I say a sample, this is all that it is, and you may have a million other cords. So, here we go. I'll work with your eyes right now. We'll just take off one incident eyes here where somebody has corded you heavily with your eyes. Go. So taking away some cords there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how your eyes are feeling. They may not feel as stressed right now. They may not hurt as much. You might feel them water, possibly. So just see how your eyes are doing. Oh, and I'll work from the top of the head going down to the feet here, different areas. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
I felt that. My eyes are watering. I would imagine eyes are an extremely heavily corded part of our body because that's how we look at each other. We look at each other's eyes.
Yeah.
So that's got to be one of the most intense areas for cording. Yeah, and I was just thinking, the older we get, the more we have. You know, the little toddlers aren't, well, people look at little kids because they're cute, but the older we get, the more years of cording we've had, and then by the time we're 80, 90 years old, we're dragging around quite a bundle of this stuff. So no wonder older people look so tired and bent over and shriveled up. They're just being drained for so many years. So let's see, we're getting close to the end here, Ron, so where are we? Saturday night. So the next BBS show is on Monday, back to Station 1, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and that'll be followed at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern by the decloning call. And then Tuesday, hopefully, the decoding call, and then Wednesday, BBS. That's 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and that's preceded by the Wednesday call at 5:30, 8:30 Eastern, and that's the water charging call that Ron does every week. So quite a lot to look forward to, and then, of course, next weekend, the intensive start up again, and you should be able to sign up for those anytime now on the website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, anything else before we go on our merry way?
Yeah, just, try to get on another timeline like we just did. Hopefully you can stay on these here where you have a timeline of maybe wealth and independence there or something, you know? They're all out there. They just stuck you on a timeline where maybe you're in poverty or something. So, or like I said earlier, somebody did mention that they heard about a $10 million deal or something, you know? Money is out there. Might not be in your realm because maybe you're not in the right timeline to be with people that know about this here. So you just got to kind of look at it as, why do they get it and you don't? Well, they're probably on the right timeline with people making those connections that's not in your own consciousness. So as you get into their consciousness, just regular people like you might even be not as smart as you, but yet they're making the money. Very sad the way the society is here, is the way it is. Some people are very ignorant, and they make lots of money, and you go, wow, what's going on here, you know? Happen to be on the right timeline, and money flows to them, without them doing much at all. So that's how you have to look at it, is what timeline are they on, and you can get on it. Just by probably crashing the timelines that you're on. And then from there, once you don't have a timeline, then go into one that has more abundance for you. That's kind of my suggestions there. And we'll just give it a try. Do some timeline crashing to get off of the ones that you're on. And, then from there, they input what timeline you want to get. Oh, I haven't talked about that before, typically. To bring forth wellness and stuff, but remember, they're on it. So can't beat them, join them, so get some money in your life. Well, at least you'll be able to resonate with those people. They should be you also. So, Carrie, I guess we'll end the call tonight on BBS here.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this program. We'll see you, hopefully getting decloned on Monday, and maybe on Tuesday, if I can set it up, we'll do the recording piece. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. See you later.
Thank you so much, Ron. Good night, everybody.
Hey, good night.